Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 14. This is letter number 4952, Baruch Hashem. The 17th day of Kislev, Toshin Yud Zayin, Brooklyn. The Rebbe is addressing it to Rav Chosid with the various titles over here. A man of lot of action. Bareinu Mendel Sheyichya. His name was Chasido, and he lived in Jerusalem. The Rebbe says, in a timely way, I received your letter, and also regard through my relative, Rav Chosid. The Rebbe gives him a lot of titles. Moireina Ezriel Zelik Sheyichya Slonim. There's the famous Slonim family, the daughter of the Mittler Rebbe that moved to Hebron. And also, the content, a printing of a manuscript that the contents proves that the author was the one who authored the Sefer Markeves HaMishnah, which is Rabbi Odom Baal Shem. Rabbi says you can tell the print. I don't know exactly. Hatfosas Ksavyad, I think, means a photostat of the manuscript of the writing. The Rebbe says, and surprised. I was surprised with this information. And the Rebbe says, I waited. He wrote to the Rebbe that the writing, that it proves that this was Rabbi Odom Baal Shem, and the Rebbe says, I was surprised, and I waited with my response to the letters until I'm going to find a source and a basis that the author of the Sefer Markeves HaMishnah is Rabbi Odom Baal Shem. And after searching and investigating, as of now, I only found one assumption about this from Reb Reuven Margolius Sheyichya, as printed in the weekly publication Mishnah of the 12th of year Tovshin Aleph. He imagines that this is the author, Reb Odom Baal Shem. And I have to say that his imagination, that his thought, in my opinion, the Rebbe says, is like a mountain hanging on a hill. It's a har hatolui besider. And the Rebbe says, perhaps there's not even a hill there, and it's hanging in the air. Meaning, there's no basis. I've never heard from my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with all the titles, that there's anything printed to Rabbi Odom Baal Shem. Never heard of it. Now, usually we say, I didn't hear, or I didn't see, I didn't hear. It's not evidence. But in this case, this is very surprising, that in the duration of all these years, he never mentioned, he never written about this, notwithstanding the fact that he devoted much times to the letters that were known as the Gniza Chersonis. Those are the hidden manuscripts that they covered in Chersonis that are known. In there, it discusses a lot about Rabbi Odom Baal Shem. So, the Rebbe says he doesn't really buy into it. This doesn't really seem to be a valid assumption to attribute this to Rabbi Odom Baal Shem. And the Rebbe says, self-understood, that to rely on the introduction of the publisher of the Sefer Markeves HaMishnah that says that I heard that in his generation they called his name Rabbi Odom, that he says that they called him, that is not sufficient at all to explain the silence about all this. In all of the stories and all of the tradition that have been transferred in the homes of the rabbi, of the rebbes, one rebbe to the other rebbe, until the Alter Rebbe, who received from the Magid, who received from the Baal Shem Tov, nobody ever mentioned that the author of Markeves HaMishnah, he is the one whose writing came to the Baal Shem Tov, because the Baal Shem Tov had his writings. So the Rebbe said, perhaps that your honor has another basis, has another source for this this news, idea, but I thank you ahead if you would let me know specifically about it. But the Rebbe doesn't buy into that. So he gave to the Rebbe, he sent to the Rebbe, this Mendel Chasida, a copy that he says that the author, the writing is the same of the Markeves HaMishnah, but the Baal Shem, and the Rebbe does not buy into that the author of Markeves HaMishnah is Rabbanan Baal Shem, because he never heard it from his father-in-law, and he never saw it. And the Rebbe says he found it in one place, that it was he estimates, a very far estimate, as the Rebbe says, it's an estimate that's hanging on a hair, or not even on a hair, it's just in the ear. And the Rebbe says, never heard, never seen this, but the previous Rebbe did deal a lot with about Rabbanan Baal Shem, with the Nezecher Sonis. Never everybody mentioned about the Markeves HaMishnah was the Rabbanan Baal Shem who inspired the Baal Shem, his writings. So Rebbe says, let me know, maybe you have other sources. The Rebbe says, understood is also that I would be very interested in your collection of the manuscripts that you are directing it. There's other writings of Chassidus, of the Chabad leaders, or writings and manuscripts from the Baal Shem Tov and the Magid, which have not yet been printed. I thank you in advance about your trouble to letting me know about it. And the Rebbe is also enclosing that which he has, that has been published lately. For sure, it'll interest your honor, and the Rebbe says, with a blessing. Here in the note, that the name of the author of the book is David Moshe Avram. That's the name of the book, of the Markeves HaMishnah. But if you take the abbreviation, it's Aleph Dalet Mem, it spells Adam. So, and he brings down over here in the note that in the introduction to the publisher, it says, Zeh Sefer Toldos Adam Kadmo HaAdam HaGodol BaAnokim. So he refers to him as the great giant man. So that's, and there's a whole discussion he sends to the other places. But these are something that needs to be examined further, and that's out of the scope from here.